Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Now, let's get straight to the Weather Center meteorologist Brian Thompson to give us the word. Brian?
Yeah, we've been talking about that storm that Greg was just talking about, Larry, in Queens for over an hour now. It just has not moved from the northeastern part of Queens right along the Clearview Expressway where Greg was talking about over into Nassau County around Great Neck. Looking at radar estimated rainfall, it's estimating about 3 to 4 inches of rain has already fallen, and it's still pouring. Again, that storm really hasn't moved much. Same goes back through the Bronx and the upper part of Manhattan. It's been raining pretty hard for a while now. We're starting to see storms pop up across southern parts of Westchester County. And I'll just say we have flash flood warnings now in effect for most of northeastern New Jersey. Basically, if it's raining where you are right now, you're probably under a flash flood warning because we have some heavy rain from Bloomfield and Clifton down through East Orange and Newark through Elizabeth. Some very heavy rain that's now extends southward through Staten Island. And again, we have those flash flood warnings. And we have that also the flash flood warning. The areas I was just talking about in the city around the Bronx, the upper part of Manhattan, northern parts of Queens, and the northwestern corner of Nassau County. Again, the danger is this rain is coming down extremely fast in some areas at the rate of 2 to 3 inches an hour, some cases even higher than that. The storms are just so widespread now, we're seeing consistent heavy rain. So it's really going to be adding up quickly, and conditions can change very quickly here over the course of the afternoon. So it's going to be a dangerous commute this evening with these storms around. Things should improve late tonight into tomorrow. Larry?
Okay, Brian, stay close because we want to go back to Plainfield, New Jersey now, where they've had their share of flooding. When last we checked, our Mary Lynn Buckley was in the parking lot. I think it was a Walmart where folks were hustling to get out of the rain, and we had a tornado warning. That warning has expired, but the rains just keep on coming. And so we check back with her for the latest to this hour, joining us live. Mary Lynn, how's it looking right now?
Well, Larry, the rain is still coming down, but nothing compared to what it was just a little earlier when we had that tornado warning. That was definitely the worst of it. However, it is still coming down pretty heavy, and we are still seeing people trying to just get out of these conditions and get to their car and get home safely. But what a lot of people are trying to figure out is how exactly to get home, what routes to avoid, because last time in this very area, we saw roads flooding. So Terry says she's running in, stocking up on water, and then is trying to get home as soon as possible.
I can't believe it, but you know, whatever it's going to be, God's will. God's will, that's how it goes. Yeah, we are going to avoid Route 22. We just came to Walmart just to do a little shopping, and then we'll go home. Take the high road home.
And that's what a lot of shoppers here are doing, stocking up on some last-minute items, and then they plan to stay home and stay off the roads because that rain, it is continuing to come down here very heavy, both on the streets, on all different roads, and especially on the highways where we are seeing some ponding. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live in Plainfield.
MLB, stay close and stay safe, please. And folks, the situation is still very fluid right now, certainly no pun intended. And that is, we are not trying to hype up the story. This is in real time what you're hearing, what you heard from Greg earlier out on the highways with submerged vehicles, what you heard from the Weather Center. All of our folks are going to stand by, and we've got more reinforcements on the way just to keep tabs on all of the situations that are developing throughout the area in the wake of this wicked weather. We invite you to stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest from our Weather Center and traffic. We get the feeling it's going to be a very busy afternoon on into the evening. And guess what? This is going to be with us tomorrow morning as well because those rains will continue. Stay tight, and we will keep you informed as best as we can. Also going to be a teeth-clenching afternoon as we switch gears now down in the subways. Got another outage, folks. Yep, involving the West 4th Street Station. Apparently something went wrong with the third rail, and it rendered many of the alphabet line slow and sometimes completely stopped in both directions. Not a good sight, as we learned on Monday with that power outage. 1010 Winds reporter Marla Diamond speaking with strap hangers who say, oh no, not again.
It's been a frustrating week for Harris Booker. The 14-year-old was late to summer school twice.
B train suspended, C train suspended, and I got on a train, and the B train was stuck right there in a tunnel between Broadway Lafayette and West 4th. And I was just like, bro, Like, come on, man.
Trains that are running are significantly delayed. Marlene was over an hour late for work.
Did this happen to you on Tuesday?
Yes, it did happen to me on Tuesday. So the fun fact that it's about to be $3, like, I don't even understand how and why.
In the sweltering heat, the wait on the platforms was almost unbearable. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Greenwich Village.
All right, it's feast or famine on this Thursday, isn't it? We'll have more when we come back. Hang with us. Also, an update to a story we've been telling you about involving an Italian tourist who says he was kidnapped and tortured by two other men for his crypto wallet. One of the accused, John Walsh, is expected to be released on a $1 million bond today. His conditional release includes an ankle monitor and house arrest. The judge granted bail last week to Walsh and fellow suspect William Duplessis, despite objections from the Manhattan DA. Prosecutors allege the duo lured the victim to a Soho townhouse, tortured him for more than 2 weeks to try and gain access to his Bitcoin passwords. Attorneys for the accused deny holding the man against his will, saying instead that the man was having a good time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.